Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avayin Reziva Kagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet tells us Shor Shel Pikeach Shenagach Shor Shel Cher Shat V'Katon Chayev. If the Shor Shel Pikeach, meaning he's owned by just a regular person who's in control of all of his faculties, that's what a Pikeach is called in Mishnah. This Shor gored the Shor of Cher Shat and Katon, whom we know are not considered to be Bardas. They're not in control of their faculties. The owner of this Shor, this Pikeach, he's Chayev. However, Shel Cher Shat V'Katon Shenagach Shor Shel Pikeach Potter. If the Shor of Chereshet or Katon gores the Shor of a Pikeach, he's Potter. And that's because the Chereshet and Katon themselves are Potter. And also, we're not going to appoint an apachapis, a manager, to be in charge of their affairs just in order for them to be chayiv in such damages. So therefore, they're Potter when the Shor damages. Now, continuing with this din, Shor Shel Chereshet of a Katon Shenogach, let's say a Shor of a Chereshet or Katon, it did gore, meaning it's a Huchzik Nagchan. It's shown that it's constantly going around goring. It's not just a one-off thing. It's doing it all the time. So in this situation, Bezin Amid Lahem Apachapis, Bezin will appoint an apachapis, a manager for this Chereshet or Katon, and then people will come and give Eidos in front of this Apachapis that this Shor did this goring and will be able to turn it into a Muad that way. Now let's say Nispakech HaCheresh, the Cheresh became a Bekeach, he became regular, or Nishtapa Shaita, the Shaita also became regular, Vehigdal Katon, or the Katon grew up, he became Bar Mitzvah, Chazal Tamusai, and now goes back to being a Tam, Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says. That's because we know that a Shor that changes Rishus, let's say Ruvain sells his Shor to Shimon, it loses its status as Muad and goes back to being a Tam, and over here it's the same thing. Now it's Ki'ilu, it went into a totally different Rishos, so it goes back to being a Tam. However, Rabbi Yesu says, Hari b'chaskasai, it's in the same exact Chazaka, and therefore it would still be considered a Muad. Lastly, the Mishnah tells us, Shor Hitzdadin, Eino Chayav Misa, a Shor Hitzdadin is not Chayav Misa. What's Hitzdadin? So literally this means a stadium, and it's referring to a rodeo Shor. If it kills a person, it's not Chayav Misa. As we're going to see in the next Mishnah, if a Shor killed a person, it is Chayav Misa. This one, this rodeo Shor, is not Chayav Misa. Why not? Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Ki'yigach, if it gores, and that tells us not if they incited it to gore. If an animal on its own decided that it's going to go gore somebody and kills him, so we're going to kill the shor. But this shor it's done in the stadium shor, this rodeo shor, it was poked and prodded and incited to gore, and therefore we're not going to kill it if it does kill somebody. Moving on to Mishnah, continuing with this, if a shor gored a person and that person died, muad. If the shor was a muad, mishalim kaifer, the owner pays kaifer, meaning the owner has to pay for the value of this person who died. Vitam, if the shor was a tam, Pater mina kaifer, the owner of the shor does not pay kaifer. However, v'zeh v'zeh chayav misa. In both scenarios, whether the shor was a tam or a muad, the shor is still chayav misa, and we're going to kill it. V'chem ben v'chem bas. Same thing with a son or daughter. If the person whom the shor killed was under bar bas mitzvah, that's when we're calling a ben or bas. Nonetheless, this din still applies. Nagach evrei ama. Let's say the shor gored and killed a non-Jewish servant or maidservant. Nosin shleshim slayim. The owner gives 30 slayim. Ben shu yafa me'amane. Ben shu ina yafa el din or echad. It doesn't make a difference how much the Eved was actually worth. It could be he was worth 100 money, which is obviously a lot of money, or it could be he was just worth one dinner. He was worth absolutely nothing. Nonetheless, the owner still pays 30 slime, and that's because that's what the Torah says. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more dinim of a shor killing a person. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.